This is Deborah Wong. In Seattle, fans poured out onto the streets near the Seahawks' home stadium, trying to understand how it went so wrong.
Can you describe how you're feeling right now?
So sad.
Disappointed, sad.
So very disappointed.
That was Shane Rubel, Miranda Abraham, and Donald Fitzgerald. The Seahawks had pulled off amazing come-from-behind victories this year, so many almost expected the team to score and win in the final 2 minutes of play just a yard from the end zone. That is, until Russell Wilson's pass was intercepted at the goal line. Brendan Wallace wanted to know, why didn't they run the ball instead?
We easily could have got that. And we decided to pass. It makes no sense.
Still, fans raised their Seahawks flags and staged an impromptu march through Seattle's downtown. And there was something to celebrate. After all, the Seahawks had made it to two consecutive Super Bowls. Here's fan Richie Mwanthi.
At the end of the day, there's hope. There's always next year, and if not next year, there's another year, and if not another year, there's always more years to come.
And fans say Seattle thrives on being the underdog, and they can now assume that position once again. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.